Hello, I hope you are having a good day. This is Mwangi here. This is the second ever guest post. The first guest post was done by Caroline quite a few months ago, and this is the second one done by Jim from Kenyan Zone. Now, Kenyan Zone is basically like the metaphor I'd use is think of your favorite auntie's house, the place where you go, relax, have nice conversations, have a cup of tea, you know everyone, or maybe like your favorite bar or place to eat. That's basically what I think of in terms of Kenyan Zone. It's basically like a very chilled out place where I go, chill out. So big shout out, KenyanZone.com. This is Jim's article on why open source projects will save Kenyan education. For those who don't know what open source is, open source software tends to be software that's created by a team of volunteers, maintained and upgraded by a team of volunteers. And in truth, I'm pretty much an open source convert myself. I use Mozilla Firefox, which is open source. I use OpenOffice. By the way, let me highly recommend OpenOffice. You will never ever need to pay for Microsoft Word. Just get OpenOffice. It's 100% free, always upgraded. And if you have PayPal, please donate to those guys. They do good work. There's OpenOffice. There is also what you're reading this blog on now, WordPress. WordPress is 100% free open source software. So just read the article on open source software. Leave some comments on what you think of the idea. And download some OpenOffice. Play around with some of these open source softwares. And enjoy the rest of your day. Mwangi here, signing off.